Whenever I see him, he'll hardly talk to me, or he'll flirt with me. He'll send me messages on MySpace, like describing every single way he wants to fuck me. And
wait, but he won't talk to you?
He'll hardly talk to me. And when he does, it's
there's
it's
a problem
short.
With the internet.
And you got internet
well, even
bravery.
He's still doing this stuff online, you know. Or I'll send a message back, or ask him a question, and he won't respond. I'm like, if you fucking want to be with me, tell me. If you don't, then don't. I don't want to play the game. I don't want to waste time. If you're serious, then let me know. If not, then go the fuck away.
So is it like a real good looking guy that probably has a lot of girls that he's seen? Or
yeah.
Is it?
He's a very good looking guy, and I'm sure that he's got a million girls. I know he's got a million girls after him. But if he's just playing a game with me to get another girl, like just another girl to like him, fuck that. I ain't playing it. I'm not playing his game.
So
I'm not going to get involved with that.
Do you know if he has a girlfriend or married
he did.
Or anything?
He did have a girlfriend. Last I knew, they broke up.
Last you knew. That means they're still fucking.
Probably.
But you know, you mentioned something. The fact that he acts all like coy and sheepish and, you know, meh. When you're face to face, but yet online, it's, you know, and it's true. There's that online bravery. Yeah. Everybody's a fucking troll. Everybody will say anything they can because they know that unless they develop the hand slap through monitor technology, it ain't happening.
Exactly. And I'm sure someone's going to come up with it. Microsoft's going to steal it. Microsoft. But anyway.
But, I mean, it's not just
bitch
him.
Bitch slap 4,000.
It's not just him. There's another guy that's doing the same thing.
Okay,
that if they just want to tell
me. Another one.
Before you switch up, now is this guy. White, black, Hispanic, what?
He's white.
He's a white guy. Good-looking white guy. In those, what, 20s, 30s?
30s.
30s? Okay. That makes a difference. Go on. To the next
one. Wait. Why does that make a difference?
Because different race, like white guys, black guys usually don't play. When black guy plays games, we play games, we're with multiple women. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, see, white. Well, I know it's with white guys. They like to have a lot of girls chase them. You know, they won't do shit with them or whatever, but they like, you know, to brag. It's more like, yeah, this bitch wants to fuck me. Fuck, I know, da, da, da. Black guys, we're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to line them up. We're going to play games with you. We just got to make sure we don't call you the wrong name.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you went after a black guy, a black guy would be like, oh, yeah, shit, let's go.
I dated a black guy. And
black guys, they shy.
Ended the day he sent me a picture of him going down on another girl.
What? Fuck.
See? It makes a difference. Race does make a difference. Yep.
Huh.
All right, go to the next guy.
Jeez, which one?
Anyway,
damn.
Anyway, we got hour.
2 hour show. You know?
Anyway, I'm sick of it. If you know, just if they want to be with me, then just gotta fucking tell me. And I'm just sick of, you know, this whole beating around the bush.
Okay, so say you do get with them, the guy at, you know, that you work with, and say you guys do have sex, but. You know, when you're talking to him or whatever, he's not really interesting. I mean, do you just say, okay, you're not interesting, I don't want to see you, or how does it work? I mean, how is it that it's so bad that he, you know, that he's becoming such the bad guy in this? You know what I'm saying?
Because I've pretty much told him. I said, look, you know, you're cool. I'd like to hang out. Let's see what happens. And then now he's playing this game, this head game. You know, telling, you know, going around telling my friends he's got a crush on me and all this other shit. I'm like, no, I'm not playing this game. I'm not. I refuse. So it just turns me off. It's a big turn off.
So then what's your other example from another guy? I mean, is it something different or is it pretty much the same thing? Now, is this someone that you work with or someone you just know?
No, this is someone else I work with, too.
Damn. Office romance.
Well, one I work with a little bit closer than the other guy, but I see the other guy, the one that I was just talking about, on a fairly regular basis.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is that a guy white too?
Yes.
Okay. It's an interesting theory.
It is.
It's probably true, you know.
Yeah, race does make a difference in how.
Well, how does a Mexican guy do
any fucking body. They fuck anybody. Okay. Any girl that. It don't matter if they're 14. Doesn't matter if they're 60, 12. 12? 80.
12? 80.
There's a guy from Jordan and a guy from Egypt that are both ready to marry me right now.
Green
they're
card.
Up front. No. They're upfront. They tell me how it is, and that's how I like it.
But do you really? But see, but you're not obviously. If
I dated the guy from Egypt for almost a year,
and so it didn't work out.
No, because he lived in Egypt and I lived here.
So you just talked. I mean, did you ever?
Well, I dated the computer. No, I went and saw him. I visited him twice in Egypt.
Wait! Did you just say date the computer?
Yeah, I pretty much was dating the computer.
Interesting.
Do you believe in computer dating as real dating?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I cannot stand. If you're going to have a conversation with me online, fine, cool. I could talk a mile a minute no matter what. But if it's anything that's intimate, if it's anything that needs this, you know, the face-to-face sort of deal,
yeah.
I can't do that online. It drives me nuts because I can't read intonation. I can't read your face. I can't, you know, I can't hear the pitch of your voice when you're saying something. So, like, my sarcasm, I'm an asshole at times. And don't lie about that. Don't everyone laugh. You know, I'll say something and mean it completely sarcastic, and it doesn't come across.
Yeah.
You know, it actually comes across worse than the sarcasm ever could try to make it sound.
Yeah.
So you have to be, I have lines because I'm already a type of person, you know, D-Tech, get offline when you can. Get face-to-face, do what you need to do, person-to-person, face-to-face, mano-a-mano, whatever. Yeah. But that's me.
Yeah,
you?
No, it's me too. I just never really think as computer dating or long-distance dating as really dating. I mean, you have to physically really be with the person. And long-distance relationships, it's just set to, you know, it's set to fail to start with because you're going to be with other people and then, you know, going to be around other people. And then everyone gets horny. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, everyone gets horny.
There's an attachment, a USB attachment for that.
You know, you only can do so much with the toy. And then the toy, you look at the toy, it's like, quick, quick, you know. I'm
like, quick, quick, quick. You fucking know, bathroom like toys.
They do have good ones, bathroom toys like that.
All right.
Vibrating rubber ducky.
But after a while, you need the actual thing, right?
Huh?
After a while, you need the actual thing. Toys kill the thing so far.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I really don't think it's going to. But the whole year you were with them, never saw anybody else.
No, never saw anybody else.
But did he?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But how can you be sure? You're, what, half a world apart?
No.
Because the words would say, I'm not with nobody else, and you're the only one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you know
that text? Again, it's that text.
Is it anything to it, or just you just going by what he says?
I'm going by what he says, and
so it's trust.
He's honest, 100% trust. Hmm. Yeah.
So,
and I know in my heart he was never with anybody else. The way, oh my God, the way he cried when I broke up with him, oh, it was horrible, horrible.
Dude's crying.
I cried. I was sick. It hurt me so bad. I think it hurt me worse than it did him.
Hmm. So what do you? Okay, you've got an audience.
That's my only real relationship ever.
Huh. Interesting.
So how do you end a computer relationship though?
I was there.
Log off. Duh. Fuck it. Get him infected. You can imagine that. Send him a virus. Send him a virus. It's an STD.
Your disease, motherfucker. You catch my disease, motherfucker. You cheated on me.
No, it was.
Wait. If you're online dating and the dude's looking at porn, is that cheating?
That's funny.
You know, I mean, think about that. You know,
no.
That
it's like going to a strip club then.
Yeah.
Okay, I can handle that. All right. We need to cut to a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Ragin Radio.
Ragin.
I'm a drink.
Okay, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Nice.
Very nice. We'll be back. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back. Spankwagon.net.
Yes, please.
Good stuff.
Sign up. Please call.
We want people to give us attention.
We're lonely.
Just, so lonely.
Just two dudes and one sexy girl. And guess what? There's a big-ass border in between
us. The fucking Berlin Wall.
I finally have protection. Not molested or
damn.
Anything.
That's
okay.
Brought
I'm
out
not
the big
gonna
words.
Argue.
What's going on? So how was your week, Dirty D?
Not too bad. Busy.
Anything?
I started classes.
Yeah, me too. Had classes. I started what? Classes. Summer school.
Yeah, what do you, where do you go to CCSN?
Math 101.
What class?
It's Spanish 111.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I had a class and I had Spanish earlier and I always wanted to learn the language and my wife speaks Spanish, so I don't know what the fuck she's talking about when she's talking shit about me. No, I mostly know because I know all the bad words that she says, so pretty much. But when she wants to get her point of view across to me, she never says it in Spanish. Everyone's like, oh, do she ever, you know, she cuts you out of Spanish? I said, no. She tells me English because she wants me to know exactly what the fuck she's saying.
Is she Spanish?
She's Spanish, yeah.
Oh.
She's around Guadalajara.
Guadalajara?
Guadalajara. Which I need to talk to you about some days off, too. So.
Oh, going to be heading back down to Mexico?
Yeah.
All right.
And then.
You're fired. No, I'm just kidding.
It's actually two shows that I'm not going to be able to make.
Well, I think that's totally acceptable. So you give me a fair warning. That's always nice.
And next week's show.
And what? Good.
Next week we have the work. We have staff day.
Next week you may be missing a really kick-ass show.
See, I know. And then that's why I was hoping it was this week. And after staff day, there's a bunch of us hang out and get drunk and shit like that, so.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I can't miss that.
No, you can't. Nothing better than a bunch of drunk librarians.
But I'm probably going to call in when I'm hammered.
Oh, no.
Which will be like, it ends at 5, so I'll probably have to wait and drink it till.
Are you trying to pull a Paris Hilton?
Yes, I am. I'll try to pull a Paris Hilton.
You know what? Funny you mentioned that, because I pulled that up for some news today.
Yes.
gotta love this. Paris Hilton was just ordered back to jail in Linwood, California to serve out the remainder of her sentence. She'll get credit for at least 5 days already served. Hilton left the courtroom in tears, screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom. Hilton was also heard saying, it's not right. One witness said that Paris was physically escorted out of the courtroom by a female deputy.
She grabbing her out by the tits?
Jesus. Hilton's mother was later seen pacing the hallways telling reporters, I'm paralyzed right now. Stupid sure doesn't fall from far from that tree.
I'm so paralyzed right now.
I love this. Paris's father,
Rick,
is still in the courtroom. A sheriff inside the courtroom tells TMZ, and that's where I'm pulling this from, that officers are taking Hilton straight from the courtroom to Linwood. No timetable has been set on her departure. So Paris Hilton gets to go back to prison, which I don't know. I think that's kind of that's a good thing. I think that's a necessary thing, and let me see if I can pull up the sound clip.
It'll give her more pages for her book too when she gets out.
Fuck,
Paris in jail, in the
or what? There's probably Paris. Some like, reality show being taped.
Caging Paris.
In there.
Well, you know, I think we talked a little bit about this last week. I think a week before, the celebrities getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, especially these party celebrities, these real, you know, not really good for the society other than to pay them to party kind of celebrities.
Shit, I love to kick with Lizzie Lohan.
Well, yeah, I mean, that kind of individual. Yeah, she's in rehab. Didn't she go to jail, too?
No, I don't think she went to jail. She's actually a friend of mine's friend in California works at the rehab that she's at.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. So we get reports in.
So she needs to come out party with me so I have her ass back in the same day.
But, you know, I mean, you know, let's take a look at this. You know, I think it's completely, it's kind of a finally. Someone understands that just because you're, you know, just because that offender or that criminal in this case is a celebrity, it doesn't mean you get a free ride to wear just an ankle bracelet in your house.
Yeah, I know. What kind of shit is that?
Your wonderful 500 million square foot home and, you know, all that good shit, and you get to wear an ankle bracelet. No. Put them in fucking jail. They drank. They were drunk driving. They broke their violation or they violated their probation. Mm-hmm. They did things that you and me You know, anybody here in this room, if we did, downtown.
Yeah, exactly. Downtown. Like,
we would.
It could have paid for the fucking bill. You'd exactly. have to go find someone to, you know, hock your jewelry and shit so you can pay for it. Yeah. So,
well, you know, just because she's not even a celebrity.
Yeah,
no. How did she get famous? She's money.
Yeah, that's my question. It's like, she's like one of those people that just walk around and people just.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, oh my God, Paris has done so much.
What
the she fuck was in like one movie? Oh no, it was her sex tape. If I make a sex tape, can I be famous too?
Hey, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it twice.
I'll fast forward to the good scenes too.
Hey, you ever notice porn's always better when you fast forward anyway? whoa, what I missed. Okay, replay. But the whole point is, as an individual contributing to society, she does nothing.
Nothing.
As a matter of fact, she is no much better than half of the bums, if not most of the bums, down at LVB.
Nothing. She doesn't do anything. I know, you know local people who does more for the community and kids and all this other stuff, but she gets all this recognition and fame, and she hasn't done shit. But when people talk about it, it's like, Paris has donated, gave so much, or Paris has done this or that. I'm like, but no one ever has details. No one ever has examples of what the bitch has done, other than being at
clubs.
Or was it Texas? What movie was that she was in?
What movie?
Wax? Was she in the Wax?
House of Wax.
Yeah,
I never
saw it. Be in the House of Wax.
It wasn't even worth it. It's not even worth the renting. So. Someone have to pay me to see that.
Damn. but that's the point, though. I mean, again, you have this, you know, Lindsay Lohan has at least acted, but what else has she done, really? Nothing.
I like Lindsay Lohan.
I like Lindsay Lohan, too, because she's fine.
I mean, I don't agree with what she's, you know.
I totally
she's
agree with
not
what she's
being
doing.
She's not being a very good role model.
She's just living out her days.
But I think she's a fair child actress. She's good. You know, I like some of the movies she's done.
But
I mean, she plays the same roles. But, you know, I mean, I think she could have made better choices for her life.
But you say that, you know, if we can back it up here a bit, just the actress and stuff like that, you know, and she doesn't make a good role model. Should she be considered a role model even if she was, you know, a better person? I mean, should actors and actresses be considered role models?
I don't think it's not a title that they put upon themselves. They are in the limelight. They are going to be role models. You know, there's some kid out there probably looking up to Paris. Like, I want to be like Paris and go to jail. You know, I want to be like Lindsay Lohan and go to rehab. I'm sure there's a kid out there somewhere, but those... kids out there will look up to these actors or these around their age, a little bit older. They will look up to them. And
I must honestly say, just like you, I never really had a role model. Yeah, I may like your movie. Yeah, I may like the way you play a sport because, you know, we talked about this.
Charles Barkley said this. Athletes are not role models.
Yeah, and neither actors or actresses to me. I don't see it as role models. Hell, I don't see no government officials or politicians. Look how many of them are going to the fucking jailhouse right now, you know. I never really took them as role models. I put people that I know as role models. Maybe a really good boss that I had, you know, that showed you, you know how you can supervise, or a coworker where you like the way they work, or you know your parent, your brother, or friend. People that I know, I would make them role models above.
I look at my friends as role models because, you know, I'm really close to all my friends. I'm one of those retardedly loyal people to my friends. Unless you fuck me, we're done. You know, don't screw with me. But the whole
check that off. No.
What?
Fuck you, old.
So much for that.
sorry, continue.
Thank you. But the whole point is, you know, I like me and the people I like to hang out with, the people I like to, you know, call friends and, you know, do significant things, do interesting things. You know, not movie, not in Hollywood, none of that. It's just people I know.
Yeah.
You know, if they end up being in movies in Hollywood, great, but I get to know them beforehand, and really nothing's going to change other than the fact that they're going to have 50 other people all of a sudden following them because they're Hollywood. Yeah. Oh, well.
And that's the thing. It's like if people take actors, I mean, even at a young age, if they use it as a role model, they feel that they should whatever, you know, they feel like they should dress like them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the media is designed to do.
Okay, so look at it. We live out in Vegas, which has this beautiful thing every time it gets hot. Because every time it gets hot, every chick dresses super trashy. Where do they get that from?
Videos and movies and TV.
But that's their role model. That's their guidance, you know?
Yep. And my favorite thing, you know, change the topic a little bit. My favorite thing is like in Subway today. and I was eating lunch with Carla, and the girl came in. She wasn't bad looking, you know, cute girl, whatever, Hispanic girl, but she wore a shirt that was just so fucking tight. You know, I mean, she had the gun, you know, she had a gun and stuff, and she, the whole time, she just tugged, you know, kept on tugging the shirt down, you know, the whole fucking time she was there. I was like, and you know what that makes you notice? It makes you notice her weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When, the tighter the clothes, the more you notice weight. Now, she came in with just a shirt that was just a little bit bigger, regular size.
She would have been fine.
She would have been fine.
But again, you're looking at society factors there. And again, because Paris Hilton is portrayed as a role model and put on TV and put on, you know, these entertainment shows and talked about in the news constantly, which we're now guilty of.
Yeah.
That's the role model. That's the expectation. That's the goal for, you know, all these people out there.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
I even seen it between even between family, two sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the one, you know, there's a skinny girl. She had a nice top, whatever, skirt, and her sister is a bigger girl, right?
Okay.
But she's tried to wear the same outfit like her sister. So the whole time it's coming here.
You know this is, I mean? This is radio. Could you give us an explanation?
Did she overexceed the weight limit
for
that outfit?
Oh, yeah. I forgot this is radio. Yeah. Yeah, she really exceeded. I think she took the largest one in the size and still tried to fit into it. It just wasn't working at all.
All I got is an image in my head of seams. You know, like the Incredible Hulk when he's changing? You know, he's going green. The seams just, you know.
Exactly. But the thing is that, I mean, she's cute. It's not that she's not cute. I think she's cute. I think she looks better than her sister. Honestly, her sister's cute too, but I think she looks better than her sister. But
wear some clothes.
Needs to dress a little bit more.
Yeah, like her. They'll like how she is.
Develop your own style.
Yeah, and just trying to, you know, fit in so much, it kind of draws more attention. You want to more put down a person than, you know, whatever. Just like, just get some clothes that fit you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be coming up here with those fucking tight shirts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna come with those straight, you know, tight tank tops and, you know, shit like that. Be like.
Well,
looking
good to
my
know.
Sexy body. You know,
I'll keep that in mind when I dress
hanging out
now.
The side. I don't fucking think so. You know,
I'll
come
keep
on.
That in mind when I dress now. I'm going to think of you when I'm dressing.
What? Oh, you look hot.
Thank you. Have I overly exceeded the weight limit for any of my outfits?
No, you have.
See, now I'm all self-conscious.
Oh, Jesus. You had never exceeded over, you know, that. I mean, something, if you're doing this the whole show, if I see you pull it down the whole show and you
then the alarms go off.
If your legs are glued together the whole show.
See, this shirt that I'm wearing right now, it's so big, but I needed something to put under this. Otherwise, I'd be like flashing you, but not like you'd care about.
What? Huh? Oh. Again, we have the wall, so what do we know?
Yeah, I know.
The wall's in the way.
Darn.
What is this shit with the red light?
Party lights.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Turn on the disco lights.
One of the shows does their show in the dark. So, because I don't know why it's radio, but they do have the webcam, which, by the way, we've got going. Spankwagon.net. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Black people, you really will be seeing
well,
the fucking
know, that,
body.
You know what the thing is, though? The camera has night vision.
Oh, that,
yeah,
oh
so there you go.
That weird green.
Yeah, so we all look like effect. Paris Hilton. Weird fucking eyes and porno tapes. Anywho. So, yeah, and I had a point, and then all of a sudden you guys distracted me with fucking lights.
No, your point about Paris Hilton.
But, no, you know, like, for myself, you know, I'm not a small guy. I used to be a small guy. You know, I used to be 170 pounds, soaking wet, guaranteed, and then all of a sudden I just kind of, like, got big. But I still always like to wear baggy clothes. Like, I'm, you know, I'll wear two sizes too long.
Yeah.
Because
I
love baggy,
clothes. I like baggy clothes too.
See, I'm just the opposite. I was a big girl, wore big clothes, and now I'm a littler girl wearing tight clothes. Tighter clothes.
Well, that's fine.
That's great, you know, because that's your comfort zone.
I never wore tight clothes before.
Because me and Trisha is both losing weight.
Yeah.
We are really losing weight.
Oh, you guys don't need to lose weight. You guys are cute.
No. I'm health reasons.
Yeah, I can breathe now.
Isn't that nice? I could run for more than
I like guys with some meat, a little bit of meat.
Oh, I know. We were just talking
about
this.
Gotta grab onto something.
We were just talking about it earlier and how skinny can you get? And honestly, like I said, I probably get 40. I can get 40. You know, drop 40. You know, 40 more pounds. And other than that, I don't. I look like a fucking Ethiopian. You know what I mean? Yeah.
$40 a day. You two can sponsor decaf.
Exactly. As I won't be. That's what I say. I won't be Big Daddy anymore.
No. He'll be Tall Latte. Hey, Murphy showed up in the chat room. I hope he's a listener. Anywho.
Listening.
And now, what is he doing getting online? He's supposed to be packing and getting ready to move. I told you this. One fucking box, and he's watching a ball game. I guarantee it right now.
He's watching the Dodgers get beat again.
Oh.
I'm trying to make him call in.
That's not nice. All right. So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to that stuff, celebrities, you know, we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again. But just pick your role models. So much better, people.
Yeah.
You know, really think about who you want to emulate, and not only who, but why. Why do you want to emulate that person so damn bad? All right. So
I always wanted to be Snow.
Informer. Yeah, no.
God. My dreams. Jesus. My dreams.
Why is he sending video clips on the chat room? So, anywho, he's listening. Not doing any work.
He's spanking off thinking about me.
Damn. Speaking of fat people, McDonald's, the guy who invented...
Now that's the segue.
Yes, it is. Speaking of fat people, the inventor of Cheese Whiz and McDonald's French fries has died. Edwin Trailsman, a food scientist who created the process for freezing McDonald's French fries and helped develop Cheese Whiz, has died of the age of 91.
God damn, he lived a long time. You know why? Because he read the instructions. He said, fuck this shit, I eat it.
He died at the University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinics following?
Cheese.
Anyone? A heart attack.
Yeah.
Number 91, though. I think the ticker's just going to go, fuck it. I'm done. Peace out. All my homies. Born in Chicago in 1915 to Latvian immigrants. Dude, it's Latka. He was one of only six siblings to graduate from high school. He earned a bachelor's degree in chemistry from the University of Illinois in 37.
37?
In 1937.
They had chemicals in 37?
Fuck yeah.
They just barely made the Crayola crayon and shit back there.
And he's like, I am a scientist here to have a French fry. I froze it myself. I am brilliant. I am really, really smart. So yeah, you know, there you go. So fat people everywhere can cry because the guy who invented Cheese Whiz is dead.
God damn it.
Worst thing you've had cheese. Everybody in this room has had fucking Cheese Whiz.
You know, I had a couple of bowls of Cheese Whiz.
You just take the Cheese Whiz, fill up the bowl, put the bowl on your face.
Cheese Whiz is some good shit, though. I must admit. So is McDonald's French fries.
I
prefer Velveeta.
Velveeta. What's the worst thing you put Cheese Whiz on?
Oh. Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, while you're getting that answer, Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
What up, bitches?
What's up?
So what are you doing?
No, I'm not watching a ball game. Apparently in the last 24 hours, I've become sick.
You become sick?
Really?
So, yeah, I've been downstairs. I ate some pizza. I've taken some Diamond Tap, and now I'm getting my shit together upstairs.
Oh, it's not that kind of sickness, bro.
No, it's not the AIDS. I really hope not, anyway. I thought I got
damn, right I was out. Hoping to pass it to you.
Oh. Yeah, you got it from fucking a monkey. I got it from fucking your mother.
Whoa. Oh.
You're cold-blooded, man.
So you're doing tonight? Oh, we're doing spectacular.
Yeah?
Yeah, best show ever.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just not coming back.
Nope. We figure you could just book from a distance because you got the all AIDS.
Right. Booking from a distance. By the way, did you tell everyone what's coming up next week?
No, we're teasing it.
Oh, can I give a little tease?
Sure.
You go ahead, but I won't be here.
Bitches in the studio.
Yep, that's for sure.
We will have lots of bitches in the studio.
Lots of? Wait. I knew of one.
Well, we're having one, of course, and then Niecy's coming in next week.
Okay.
So we'll have her in next week, her and her snorts. We'll have that in next week, and that'll be interesting. That'll be fun, and hopefully I'll be all moved in, and whatever I'm sick with now, I'll be done with.
Yeah, well, you better show up because Decaf won't be here next week.
Well, where the fuck are you going, Monkey Man?
Hey, man, I don't take that Monkey Man shit. That ain't funny, man. That ain't funny.
No, quit trying to hang up.
Nah, that shit is funny. Man, I have fucking staff day with the...
Staff day.
Library
He
staff.
Just told us just a few moments ago, it's Drunken Friday.
He's going to Ditch Friday at the Palms.
Ah. Well, it's...
Oh,
yeah.
Yo, is that D?
Yep.
Hi, Murphy.
What's up, Lady Lay?
I don't know if that was him pleasuring himself or getting sick.
Here I go throwing D under the bus. Did she tell you what's all over her hands and arms?
Me?
No, Decaf doesn't know.
What is all over your hands and arms?
Scabs?
I'm not sure. I've got bumps.
It's some sort of a rash that... sorry, sweetie, I got to throw you under the bus. If you're going to be even a part-time member of the show, get used to it. It's possibly flea or mite bites from her roommate's mangy ferret.
Ah, healthy.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it's not.
you get the silence of...
Yeah, it's not. Nothing. I've got these crazy little bumps, and they don't really itch anymore. They once in a while, but they're just popping up all over the place.
That's just creepy.
Did you get the cortisone like I told you to?
No.
The cortisone will help, even if it doesn't itch. It'll help it go away.
It'll go away.
As long as you don't stick to the pubes, you'll be okay.
Yeah, oof.
Well...
Hey, man, why are you having...
told me alcohol. I did alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol will help. It definitely will help, especially if there's anything hanging around there. Why am I throwing her under the bus?
No, that's not my question. Yeah. I don't care why you're throwing her under the bus. I want to know why... I want to know why you moved the religious show to next week, the week that I'm going to be fucking not here. Of course, you're going to have it down.
I didn't know you weren't going to be there. And you know what? Take that up with the man. I said to him, do you guys want to run it anyway, or do you want to wait till I'm there?
No, I wanted to wait till you're here, because it's your show.
Okay.
Because it's my show, so...
Oh, see, I didn't know you weren't going to show up.
So we finally said what it is, huh?
Well, you just did, yeah. Very, very well done, Decaf.
Oh, did I just give it away?
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. Next week, it's going to be spank.
No, you said it earlier.
No, he didn't.
You said it earlier.
Did I?
Yes.
Whoops.
Uh-huh. That's what I was saying earlier. Whoops. So you're going to tease, and then you just said it. You blew it anyways.
Yeah,
you
just
blew
his load.
Your whole load in the first 30 seconds.
Why am I not thoroughly surprised?
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty typical. Pretty typical. All right, Murph.
I'm a trencher, the five-pump chump.
So what's you moving? You ain't moving nothing? You just laying in bed?
No, right now
what you wearing?
I'm packing some stuff up. And
you fudge packing?
Yeah, fudge packing some stuff. And the wife, she's uncomfortable, but we couldn't afford a U-Haul, so it all has to go into her ass. So we're
so
packing
wrong.
Stuff up, and we're getting the U-Haul tomorrow morning. And since all of my friends seem to have bailed on me, I had to actually get guys I work with to come and help me do that.
I said I'd help.
I know, sweetie, but you're a girl and you're frail, and you're not going to be able to lift my gigantic bed.
Yeah, I don't want to bruise an ovary.
So, again, we couldn't.
Mine are special.
We had to put all of our shit somewhere.
Sorry, are you wearing those? what you wearing?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm wearing my Jim Dangle booty shorts and a wife beater.
Oh,
God. Like straight around
the house in. Oh, my God. That's so fucking hot right now, dude.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know what? We're going for another break. Murph, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Look at this motherfucker. He still wants to take the show over.
Jail up.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you very much. We want to remind everybody you can find us online, spankwagon.net. If you join us live, Cam and Chat, give us a call, 1-866-587-6257.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As I blow through the number.
Do you want it in Spanish? Uno. Ocho seis seis.
Keep going.
LV rocks.
Oh, Jesus.
L-A, ba, alero, o, k, 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 s, a. Yeah, there we go.
They're going to be calling the fucking Mexican embassy.
Act, zex, zex.
Huh?
Ex-zex?
That's German.
You know German?
Yeah, ich spreche Deutsch, aber nicht sehr gut.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you do German.
Jesus Christ. Only thing I can speak is stupid.
Talk sexy in German.
You can't talk sexy in German.
Yeah, you can. You can be a sexy German. Be sexy German, girl. How, do you know enough German to be sexy?
No.
Well, make some shit out that sounds good.
She's probably telling you she wants to kick your car or something.
Because I'll try to understand what they say when I watch the Goo Girls. You know, the German Goo Girls, the GGG?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's going to shy.
Porn. You
know, yeah.
And they, oh, I'm like,
and they get the Goo Girls. They get the bukkake, sake. Yeah, and they're always talking in German. I don't know what they say. Kind of pisses me off, though. You know, I wouldn't. Because they always talk about good the shit is, but you don't know what they
say. Goo Girls, though, that's a little on the extreme side.
What, the German Goo Girls?
Yeah, isn't that like kind of more on the extreme hardcore porn side?
What, the Goo Girls? Yeah. Well, they do all the facials. They get the
facials and fisting. And yeah, I was going to say, that's all the extreme shit.
It's the good shit. That shit's just boring. That shit's just tits and ass.
Sex isn't fun for decaf unless it involves what? Pain?
Pain, suffering.
Do you like being tied up?
I've only been tied up once.
That didn't answer my question.
So did the guys, the white guys let you go after a while, or...
They fucked me with a tree branch. Ow. Motherfuckers. Nah. Yeah, I did, but...
Someone named Midget Nuts in the chat ones. Room is yeah, like going at it, too, with the foreign language, so...
The only thing is when something tickles, you want to move your hands. That's the hardest. That's the hardest part of it all.
You're stuck.
Yeah, do you like being whipped?
Well, I was just whipped on the show, and I liked it. And I got to—I mean, it wasn't like a light whipping either.
That was a whipping.
I mean, that shit went. It wrapped around my fucking stomach.
Oh,
it tore it up. I was like, oh shit. Then I, you know, wanted to hit the other side, but she didn't get the other side. I like.
Do we need to book a dominatrix?
Yes.
Okay. We will book a dominatrix specifically for you for the entire show.
Nice.
We just got to figure out some money to pay her off.
When am I getting my nipples pierced?
What?
When are you?
When do you plan on it?
You need some help?
Are you suggesting a bit?
Yeah, I suggested that before.
Okay. We'll talk about that. I mean, that we've been still trying to figure out.
I thought we talked about that.
I'm not sure if we have or haven't, but because I know I've been trying to get someone to come into the studio and do a tattoo. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because of the health and sanity, or sanity.
You said what you really want to say.
That is appropriate.
Health and sanitary laws. They don't really want to do that.
That's understandable. We'll do it there.
So, yeah. Well, you know, we got access to recording equipment, so I don't see why not.
There you go.
Be very easily done. So we'll talk about that for sure. You know, talking about show stuff, I do want to kind of give out some serious props to one of our syndicates. Actually, not really. He's not a syndicate as so much as he's sort of he is a peer in the, as he likes to call it, pretend radio broadcasting or internet radio broadcasting. Wild Wild Westmar Show has had a lot of fun at one of our favorite syndicates, Expense. If anybody remembers, and we've been talking about it a lot lately, and I promise you this is going to be one of the last kind of things we'll talk about it unless something else happens. But I have some audio that I'm going to talk to Westmar and see if I can get on our show and play it and do what we can do with it. But it's his run-in with Brad from Lips 106.
No shit.
It's nowhere near as bad as what, you know, Murphy had. But it's definitely a really good And it's long because it's three segments, about an hour and 40 minutes. So it's going to be something where I'll either edit it down or put it up on the site or link to him.
Get the beef of it.
Thank you.
But basically, wow, this dude, it's a little crazy. See, where we, well, let's put you this way. Westmark kind of pulled a 2020. He did the investigative journalism route, and he found all this shit out.
Now this is Brad with his new syndicate.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's kind of new, old, brings it all together.
Okay.
Where Westmark did the 2020 and the investigative journalism, as opposed to where we just do stupid human tricks and get him to say shit and edit it out to make him sound even worse. Wow. Really good audio. Him and Juke, kchost.net syndicate. It's good stuff. So I'm going to work on getting that on the show. But I have to give total props to Westmar. And I recommend anybody out there listening to our show, listening to our podcast, just look up Wild Wild Westmar. Great show. Very, you know, he's a professional. He's done it professionally. So, you know, of course, it sounds good as opposed to our show.
So is Brad our syndicate still?
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't know. July 1st is sort of the countdown day. We're going to see what happens July 1st. If it goes live July 1st, great. If it doesn't, fine. You know, it's kind of hit or miss either way. So we're not too worried about it.
Good old Brad. That's the whitest of the white.
There you go. So I just wanted to share that and give that props out. For anybody listening to our show or our podcast, check out the Wild Wild Westmar show. Yeah, I'm sure you can Google it and find it very easy. If not, kchost.net.
You need to play the song.
You know, I'd love to, but I didn't cue it. I got to load shit in a playlist, so I don't really get easy queuing.
That is a good-ass song, though.
It's a great song. So, all right, anybody have anything they want to bring to the table?
Actually, there's two things. First, I want to bring up, because you're a car racing guy, right?
Oh, yes.
And did you watch the celebrity car racing?
You
know, do you know anything even about it?
Oh, I mean, I know. I mean, like the IROC series and the celebrity car series.
Like John Elway, Serena Williams.
Yeah, I've heard about it. They're all racing like Toyotas and stuff.
Well, they're racing race cars.
Well, they're modified.
Oh, modified.
Modified like Toyotas and modified cars to be a race car. Now, they have all the safety shit in them. And, yeah, I know. I mean, I know about it, but I didn't watch anything recently.
But with it, do you think it's too much celebrity shit and shit? Like celebrity cops, celebrity... You know, is it just overkill?
Okay, just celebrity in general?
Yeah, mostly celebrity in general. Not so much like people being on the show together. You know, I mean, like all these celebrities that have past glory all of a sudden want to do these shows now.
I don't think there's a problem with it just because, you know, ultimately it's selling yourself, of course, which you have to do if you're a celebrity.
Yes.
But I think it's also, you know, because I think like the racing series that uses the celebrities in the cars and they race around tracks and, you know, built race cars. It's all for charity, you know? So they go out and they have a little fun. They, you know, there's camera crews there because, you know, it shows a little bit of human side. Yeah. It's always press and media event, you know, because they can show up, hey, we do all this for the kids,
yep.
You know? So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, is it too much celebrity? No. I'll worry about that when there's an all celebrity edition of Survivor. I think once you get to an all celebrity edition of Survivor, it's done. Reality TV shows, you know, like last week I saw Flavor Flav at, you know, Vaughn's. I talked about that.
Yeah.
And no one remembered him from Public Enemy.
Yeah, everyone remembered.
Everybody remembered him from Flavor of Love or from the the house one where he was in the house.
Surreal Life.
Thank you, Surreal Life. People remember that shit, but you know, that's getting to be the line. But you know, VH1 seems to have a pretty good reign on it, so.
I would actually love to see Celebrity Survivor.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would you have out there?
I don't know.
That's a tough
one. Now, I mean,
Paris Hilton. No,
we're not going to talk about popular
anorexic Survivor.
No, it can't be the popular ones because, you know, the Tom Cruise's, Denzel Washington's, they ain't going to do
it. They're
not
going to do it.
Now, you have to do actors who are falling off. Now, a falling off actor, who would
anybody?
Corey Haim.
Anybody who'd show up on the Love Boat.
What about you think Matt Illard has fallen off enough?
Yeah.
Matt Illard, the one that plays Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Oh, Matt Lillard.
Lillard.
Oh, yeah. My God. I love him.
Someone's got it.
But wow. Your only fan.
I love him.
I mean, you hear girls come out, oh, my God, Matt Lillard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and his horse face.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's cute.
Will Wheaton?
Here.
Will Wheaton, oh my
here,
God.
You can borrow these next time you watch a movie, all right? I love
Hackers.
Will, Hey, I own that.
Woo-hoo! I own that. And without a paddle.
Never heard of
up to,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good movie. That is a good movie.
13 Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Tony Shalhoub. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub.
You know. Oh, I love Tony Shalhoub, too.
But
actor. Monk.
But you know what? No, I can't say Will Wheaton because the guy has transcended TV into like geek herodom.
What's he done? What's he?
You have to go to willwheaton.net, but I guess he's done a lot of books and a lot. He's now like super techie nerd.
Really?
Yeah. So
well, I knew. Didn't he do Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah. He may be in that film. Was it Stand By Me?
you know, I've never seen that actually.
You never seen Stand
what?
By Me?
No.
That's like
there's a lot of movies
that I haven't
seen.
Oh, we talked about this one time. You've never seen Airplane.
I've never seen Airplane.
Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Oh my God.
But she's watching Matt Lillard movies and shit.
Well, that's the problem.
She's been pop culture to death.
She's like,
no, I don't watch like those girly movies though either. Once in a while.
Don't watch girly movies. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, listen up. You don't watch girly movies. Men hate girly movies.
I don't like them, like those dramas and stuff. I'll watch once in a great while.
Wait.
You watch
girly movies?
I love the Bridget Jones Diaries.
I've seen those, but I mean those are okay. I mean like
Notting Hill.
I haven't seen that. Terms of Endearment. Haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen Terms of Endearment. I can't go that far.
Like any of those like drama like movies? No, I like sci-fi. I like horror.
I'm probably more.
I like thrillers. I love thrillers.
Yeah, I love thrillers too. I'm a big movie fan, I guess. I fucking cry movies.
I want to see Hostel 2 so bad. Yes. I think I may have to go out tonight and see that.
I saw some of the scenes from it. It looked crazy. But it's kind of like when you already know. I got to see what they do because you already know
really
the story. Because you know
out.
The whole first part, you know, you don't understand why.
Well,
you know,
I want
to
see
the end, of course, you know.
Right,
you
but I want to see how they do it like the Saw. Like each three of the Saw movies.
So I haven't seen the
you
third
don't,
one.
You don't watch for a plot. You watch just to see how they make the gore happen.
No. Not how they make the how they do the twist at the end. What is the new twist that's going to keep everybody on their seats? And, well, I figured out the second one, the second Saw one. The third one, though, couldn't figure that one out either.
So don't give it away.
I won't give it away. I promise. I own it. If you want to borrow it, you can have it. But those, I love those ones, those thrillers with the twisty plots, and they totally get you at the end.
See, I don't know. I'm more simple. I guess I like the comedies and the, you know, just, you know, I like action adventure type films, but I don't watch any real, I don't watch a lot of movies to begin with. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of movies. You know, what I do read is I read a lot of science fiction. I read a lot of mystery. I read a lot of suspense, stuff like that, but I just don't watch a lot.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot.
No.
So you're
watch
a true reader.
TV.
I try, if I watch anything, it's like I'm so stuck on like the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
You know, Mythbusters and Deadliest Catch and all that
those.
Good stuff. But
I probably really don't watch much TV. If I watch TV, maybe something every once in a while on the History Channel. Maybe, like, if there's a few shows that I'll watch. Like, I like the 4400. You know,
oh, I like that one.
And but mostly, or I'll watch sports. Other than that, I usually watch movies more over TV. Just because TV to me is just so bad.
and you're right. You're absolutely right. TV right now is bad.
And there's so many different shows.
I don't get cable.
And there's so many different shows. And then you hear about how good this show is and how good. But, you know, you don't have time. It's like, oh, Grey's Anatomy is supposed to be a really good show. But
just so you know, on the I'm pimping another site or another show here on LV Rocks. But Chad Faust from 4400 will be on Daily Noise.
Oh, no shit.
On the 13th. So just want to pimp that out. I think that's Monday, Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah, it premieres on the 17th. A Sunday. It's
is it, what season is this? The third?
The fourth.
You know,
the fourth? Oh, I'm totally missed
that's what,
one.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's how, that, you know,
oh
it just goes by so fast.
Have you noticed, though?
I didn't think it was on anymore.
Yeah.
I thought it got canceled.
It got canceled and then got brought back. I believe that's what it was. It got canceled for a year or they delayed it for a year or something like that. I mean, other films, other shows I watch Doctor Who because I have a friend bring downloads the shit and then gives me a memory stick with it. And I also go and out of my way to download Top Gear, which is a car show from Europe, so which is a really kick-ass car show. So, that's about it.
I like The Sopranos, which I haven't been watching at all. Well, I don't get cable, so I have to download all my shows. Nip Tuck. Love Nip Tuck.
Yeah, I like Julian.
And Monk.
Julian McMahon is a good actor.
Who?
Julian McMahon.
Yeah.
From Nip Tuck.
Yeah, he's really good.
I like him a lot in Charmed.
Yeah.
He was in Charmed? I never watched Charmed.
Yeah,
I liked Buffy. I liked Buffy only because Spike. I thought Spike was cute.
over me because I don't watch any of it. I think my wife was like addicted to Charmed, but that's about it. I'd go to the DVR and there'd be like 42 Charmed. You know, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh,
God,
really?
Damn it.
Then we have to have a Charmed conversation next time I talk to her.
Yes. Yeah, you will because rat's ass, I don't give. Pretty much is how it works out.
Well,
I'm on my computer too much. That's what it is. I am always fucking online. I don't get away from my computer nearly as enough as I should.
Yeah,
and
I got instead of one of those, you know, you get the TV tuner cars or whatever, because I had like a 25-inch TV.
Yep.
Then I had my computer with the big-ass 21 a CRT monitor.
Nice.
So what I did...
Wait, how big is your TV again?
25.
And your monitor?
21. It was.
Now we see what the priorities are.
It was like a big-ass bulky TV, right? Because this is one of those...
Old ones.
Yeah, old ones. And a big-ass bulky monitor. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm just get 2-in-1. So I got the 21-inch flat screen.
Nice.
You know, HD TV and use it for a monitor. So I'm fucking switching. So I really can't get the fuck away from the computer.
No,
now,
you can't.
Know what I'm saying? Because I switched right over to the TV at it. So I'm like, okay, computer. TV. Computer, TV is just, I don't know. It's like you just sit at the computer and next thing you know, your whole fucking day is gone.
Well, you know, and I'm, and you know, what's great is like when all my shit was over at Murphy's house, it was, I'd get online at like 8 o'clock at night and I wouldn't get home until 2 because I'd have to log everything off, leave, drive over to Murphy's house or drive back to where I'm staying, which is only about 5 minutes away, and then crash, get up by 5:30 in the morning. You know, but I'm always fucking online. I guarantee it. I guarantee.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no. I have a PDA. I don't really bring it. I mean,
you
I
know,
could
funny
go.
Funny you mention that.
Yeah, because you're brand
oh,
new.
Oh, your
one.
New little toy.
Yes, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This week I bought a. You bought it used actually from Diggs. I bought his old PDA. What do you want to call it? Smartphone, if you will. Holy crap! I like this thing. Although I got to admit, you know, it's a little annoying because I got to go through like 4 more buttons just to dial a phone number. But other than that, the fact that I can do like texting and go online and surf and stuff, I'm in trouble, you know, because I'm so much online.
He's going to be sitting on the toilet.
I'm yes. I
texting
have.
Me. Like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing.
He's what
like,
are you doing?
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like,
pinching
a
loaf.
No. Hold on a second.
Oh, wait, I'm prairie dogging here.
That's a word
gotta
I ever
take
heard
a couple
of.
Man,
that's the word I ever heard of.
Plus thump.
It's like, hold on a second. I got to go wipe my ass. God damn it. I dropped it in the toilet.
Well, thankfully there's... Jesus. Thankfully there's no webcam on this, I guess, you know?
Yeah,
look true. What I did. Click.
Oh, it doesn't have a cam?
Oh, it has a camera.
Oh, see,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay, I'll start sending everybody video. My shit pics. And it does video. Yes, you'll hear. You'll see this.
Bloop.
Splash.
That was my bloop.
That,
ooh,
that
tickle
that,
of my ass.
That's, I, you know, that's got to be out there. Shit, like someone like rate my do.
Ratemydoo.com. There you go. New invention.
Rate my poo. Excuse me, but or just something. You know?
14 incher. You know, people be faking Jesus. Pictures, get 2 pieces of shit,
are they
like floaters stick
or
it together.
Sinkers?
Yeah.
They're sinkers. You got to eat more fiber.
But ooh. But here's how it works out. You got to rate them from, you know, well formed to blowout.
or no, take pictures. There's a celebrity in my turd.
Look, it's dude, his parents tilt his face. His parents tilt his face.
Thank you. That's like, oh my God, that's like Paris Hilton's sex tape. Cream with weird eyes.
That's so wrong.
Greasy
ladies
story.
And gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Just want to make sure you knew that. Because one of the things that they were talking about, Westmore was talking about, is how in the hell can Lips 106, claiming to be an over-air station, play our show without doing some seriously heavy editing.
Because
we like to say words like fuck.
Shit.
Piss.
Cock.
Dickhead.
Motherfucker.
Ooh,
I like that.
Motherfucker.
Bastard. Cunt.
Jesus, okay, we're the bits are going down here.
Getting carried away.
He's like,
she starts seeing guys come through her head.
You notice You notice though, she went to the most vile, profane word ever. That men,
I know,
men don't.
I don't even like that word.
You know why? You know why? It's because
midgetnuts ratemypoo.com. Thank you, midgetnuts, in the chat room. So it's been done. See,
god damn.
No, there's no original ideas anymore.
But
fuck shit piss.
Yeah, when she started, see, you know, we were saying words, right? She went to a whole different dimension. You know what I mean? Her eyes went off, right? She had like one of those views. She had one of those Viewmasters. Remember the fucking Viewmaster, right? She had a Viewmaster of fucking dudes, right, motherfucker? And then she tell the girl that you start fucking that cunt. Also, you said piss, right? It was like piss. All innocent. Piss.
Piss.
Then it came back around. Motherfucker. Fucker. You know, like, she wasn't putting out the Viewmaster or somebody.
Why is there fire? Why are you in fuego? Run! Shit.
I guess the other thing I want to bring up was politicians. What? How many of them have been
speaking
fucking,
of cunts, I guess, right?
Cunts, might as well bring it.
Ass and politicians. This is Spankwagon Radio.
If you were a politician, will you even risk doing something illegal these days?
Doing something illegal?
Yeah, you think your chances of getting caught is that much higher? Because everyone's out to get you. That's the thing I don't understand. You're a politician.
Everybody's out to get everybody.
And you're doing dirty shit. Everybody wants your position. You know, there's a group of people. Of course, they're going to dig up all they can to fuck you.
Yeah.
Now, why would you
put yourself in that position?
Yeah.
You know, I think politicians do it because they honestly think their way would be the better way. I don't think many politicians listen to their constituents to begin with. And if they do, it's rare. So I think a lot of them get into politics, not for the constituents, not for the people, but because they personally have been slighted in their opinion or their belief.
How you feel?
That's possible. I don't know.
But I mean, like the Nevada, like the Las Vegas. I mean, Nevada,
we have so many corrupt politicians.
Yeah, so many corrupt ones.
I mean, if they did something in their past is the past. You know, it's... You know,
but maybe
they made some bad decisions in the past, and they're, you know, I'm sure somebody's probably going to dig something up somewhere to hold it against them. But if they do something dirty now, that's just another choice. Or they could be thinking, well, any press is good press. You know, get my name out there. If it's somebody unknown and does something dirty, and then they'll get famous for it, and then everybody will know them.
But they won't know them for a good reason, though. They won't know them for a reason that's. That's positive.
But that could start a whole, cycle that, now that this person is known, people are going to be keeping an eye out. What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? It may turn it around. That might be a good campaign.
Which will bring my question. Would you go against your beliefs and your morals for money? If someone came up to you, see, and, you say it, right? You may think you go, oh, no, I would never do it. But if someone comes up to you honestly and they have a bag of $100,000, right?
Uh-huh.
And they put in your face and say, all you have to do is vote to approve to have my hotel built. Would you take it?
No. No. No.
You know what, though? The one thing I would do is I would at least listen to the fucking argument.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd have to go, okay, so you want this hotel built. Hold your money. Why do you think you need this built?
Okay, if you're... Okay, for example, say if you're morals, I don't know if it is or not. Say that you really have a belief that senior citizens should have their own community, whatever, right? Now, they're next to a stream of hotels already.
Right.
Now, you're the mayor or whatever position, and you have the power to help try to approve... The senior community getting tore down to build a hotel.
Would you do it? No.
Depends on what shape the senior community is. If that thing is in like shit shape.
Yeah,
then it's like, okay, you know what?
Relocate
we're
them.
Revenue.
Then try to make a compromise.
But what they've been there?
There's no money in that. Well, and you've got to find an investor. You've got to find someone that says, well, yeah,
if
that's
it. If this person is going to give me $100,000, put that towards moving the community.
But then again, it's easy to say, but one thing, say that the community's been there for 25, 30 years. You know what I mean? So everybody already.
What are we talking about here?
What?
Is there something happening that I'm missing?
No. I'm just using it for example.
Okay.
Because I just want to know how far a person, how much would it take for a person to really change, change how they are. See, it's easy to say, well, we'll just, tear it down, move it. But they've been there for 25 years. You have a whole group of people lining out your office protesting. And you know in your heart that, fuck, I don't really want to push all these people out of their homes. Would you do it no matter what the dollar amount was?
I think politicians, if I was a politician, I'd have to look at what is it going to do for my district?
Yeah, what's it going to do to better the community?
You know, I know that there's, you know, you're,
what does the popular people want? What does the what does the vote want?
Yeah.
What do the people want?
What am I sacrificing?
Not what I want.
Though?
It's not what I want.
Which kind of goes counter to what I said.
It's supposed to be like I'm supposed to be, you know, the voice for the community, or, you know, the one making the decisions for the betterment of mankind, you know, or in, you know, my general vicinity. What's it going to do? Is it going to make it better?
So
what's going to be the advantage?
And if you don't believe that a hotel should take out a community center, no matter how much money they pay you, you would go against it?
I said, if it better
even though
the
you
community?
Know that even though if they back up someone else,
well, they're gonna die any soon
but
anyway.
What the, but you know what the if you say no, what are they gonna do? They're gonna go to the next politician.
Yeah, they're gonna
go to
the next one,
and then the person's gonna say yeah. Then they're
what's
gonna
funny,
get elected.
What's funny is most of the
want.
Stuff you see decided. Most of the laws and the, you know, the things that are talked about and decided, they're never decided in a chamber. You know, they're never decided in a council or with the, you know, in the committees. No, it's all these backroom dealing.
Yeah.
You know, people say
lobbyists.
Backroom dealing is bad. No,
lobbyists.
It's not. It's just, you know, it's people working together and through their own channels to get a law passed or something, you know, something going forward. You know, it's hard to say, because do we really need another hotel? Well, yeah, we could, because maybe it'll bring in revenue. Maybe it'll bring up the district or the area that it's in. You know, let's take a look at, well, let's just take a look at the immediate west side of Vegas. You know, the area known just off of Bonanza, MLK, that kind of area,
the
Washington.
Original West Las Vegas.
Yeah, the original West Las Vegas. Run down. If there was a developer that said, hey, okay, here's my plan. We're going to take out this, you know, community center, and we're going to build up this, which will generate jobs, you know, another hotel or something like that. That politician, I think Lawrence Weekly's area, actually, is seriously going to sit there and go, huh, what's it going to do to the community? Because, you know, it's going to bring in revenue, it's going to bring in jobs, but it's also going to bring in crime. Well, we already got that, so okay. It's going to bring in, you know, what elements will it bring in? How will it be ran? What's this developer like? Does this developer have a track record of saying great things and bowing out halfway through completion? You know, things like that. All so many factors that you have to measure in. You know, what's it going to do for the community? Because if it fucks the community, like, well, like Neonopolis, downtown Vegas, okay?
Half the stores are closed in there now?
No. Okay, Neonopolis. Jan Jones, the mayor before Oscar Goodman, used eminent domain to shut down a bunch of buildings and get them torn down. Yep. The city built a parking ramp, a two-story underground parking ramp, and what they did is that city owns that part of the property. That's it. They convinced a company to come in and build what's called Neonopolis. Neonopolis is this ginormous building that looks like a plaid box, okay? It's a plaid fucking box. It does not have any really good entryways off of Las Vegas Boulevard, and the main entrance to the building is on a pedestrian walkway, so it does, and on the end of a pedestrian walkway, so it doesn't get a lot of foot traffic going in front of it at all, okay? So they built this thing up, and they had a lot of stores in there. They've had, you know, they had like Fredericks of Hollywood, and they had movie theaters, and
I remember when it first opened, man. It was live.
It was big. It was great. Live. It has Jillian's. Like, it has these restaurants.
It was hot as shit because it was open. It was open roof.
Yeah.
And I was 12 in the afternoon. I was fucking sweating to death in August. I was like,
but it was also non-gaming.
Yeah,
that's true. That was one big thing that it had to be. So they opened this thing up, and shitty management literally from day one.
Yeah.
Shitty management. They mismanaged
no promotion at all.
Mismanaged it. Literally ran stores out of there. Now it only has three things in it. It has a movie theater, it has Jillian's, and it has the movie theater, Jillian's, and Poker Dome or Mansion Poker. That is it.
Everything else is closed.
Food courts are closed. All the small shops are closed. They even sold the top part and actually leased it out to a gaming company as their offices. So what was supposed to be a three-story pedestrian mall now is starting to become more of an office block. So you want to talk about mismanagement. Well, the mayor, our mayor, lovely, wonderful Oscar Goodman. Love that man. Greatest mayor I've ever seen.
Is it because
being
he has
sarcastic?
No, not at all. I have Oscar Goodman bobbleheads.
Really?
Yes.
I think he's fabulous.
He is. I mean, the only thing about not living.
I just want to hug him and bite him.
Bite him.
Is it because he has two chicks that he walks around with?
Always. But the whole thing with, you know, I love our mayor. I'm mad I live in Henderson now because I can't vote for him. But anyhow, he is so pissed off because he used to talk Neonopolis to the moon.
I know.
And the manager there fucked it up. Yeah. So you want to talk about what's that long term? Right there. And I'm telling you, people, it used to be really great because they used to have they had concerts there, karaoke nights there. Yeah. You go to Jillian's, you get bowl, play pool. It's still there, you know, but they're even struggling.
Yeah, they're struggling.
You know, Hennessy's across the street, which we know Murph loves to go to, used to be Race Rock, but they went out of business because no money's coming in. Yeah. You're talking about a pedestrian walkway that doesn't exist. You know, now they're trying to work on the other side of LVB, Las Vegas Boulevard, on East Fremont. And they're hoping that if they can build up East Fremont, which is Bum Alley, that maybe, just maybe, it will generate enough foot traffic to bring in people to Neonopolis. Now, another thing to consider, go watch an old film of Vegas. Every old film of Vegas, they have to show, not the strip. Fuck, the strip's boring back then.
Yeah.
Downtown. Because everything was close together. Everything was well lit. And one thing you'll notice is there's cars.
Yeah, there's tons of cars.
Well, now it's a pedestrian walkway. So now you have to have someone park and then come down. Not for Vegas and what Vegas is, because we're very West Coast cultured, obviously. We're very L.A. cultured. Nobody walks. Everybody drives.
Yep.
Another problem with Neonopolis. But that's my opinions. That's kind of just from the years and years and years of dealing with and listening to the news and going down there and trying to promote and spend money downtown, you know, trying to build it. We'd go to films down at the theaters, the Crown Theaters downtown, because cheaper and, you know, hey, these are great theaters and they're half empty. You never had a cell phone user.
Yeah, that is... That is very true. Yeah, downtown is really nice. I mean, even the Fremont Street experience is really nice. But
except for the thing down there.
Yeah.
We don't know what it was.
We don't know what it was.
But it
what?
Was hideous.
It was hideous. It was short. It we was, don't know if it was male or female.
We know it was we meth. We know it was meth.
Yeah, we don't know if it's human or...
Or beyond.
Yes.
Or below.
And it walked right by us. And all three of us just...
We just... It was like
splinter
we,
off.
We ran like roaches in sunlight from that thing.
Yes, we didn't know what it was. It went right between us. Ooh, I still can see it. It's like,
You know, if I could draw it, and I'm horrible, I cannot draw. It would still be 100% accurate.
It was a fucking literally. It was a.
This
thing.
Was supposedly a human.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, supposedly a human.
We don't know if it was male or female, but we just know that meth took its toll.
Oh.
Oh. But that's downtown for you, and that's
downtown.
That's downtown. You're never going to see that on the strip. The strip is so sterile.
Yeah,
you know, people say, "Oh, strip's party." No, it's sterile.
It is. It's
the sidewalks are owned by the casino, so no one can stand on them.
Yep.
You know, you have stupid hotels like the new Aladdin now
Planet Hollywood.
They built their walkway so complicated you can't even get in the building.
I haven't tried.
And then they were wondering why they're losing foot traffic business.
People was like, "Fuck it, I can't find
it. I don't know how to get in. I don't know where this goes."
And then you got so many other places to choose from. You know, so many other fucking hotels. It's like, "Fuck it, I'll just go to the MGM."
But it's sterile because everything you do down on the strip is planned for you. It's engineered for that entertainment level. It's engineered for you to get that experience. And I hate to break it to people, but that experience is not your experience. That experience is the casino. That experience is the industry experience that they want you to have. So you spend more money and you're comfortable. And yeah, it is fun for you. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's what they want you to have.
Yeah,
No more, no less.
You're 100% correct.
They just want your money.
Yeah. Exactly.
And any way that they can get your traffic into their casino.
All this, and I still love Vegas.
I know. I love it here. And I think sometimes I'm... what's that word? The
pessimist, negative.
No. Oh, no, that's not the word either.
Dude, you got a thesaurus?
I'm having such a brain fart.
I take it for granted
that I live here. Like I was driving the other day, taking Crystal to the airport, Crystal Clear.
taking her to the airport and just looking around, I'm like, man, I never appreciate these mountains enough. You know, looking at the strip, I never appreciate these buildings. You know, I can't walk. Like the last time my parents were here, I wanted to be a tourist. We stayed in a hotel one night because I'm like, I want to be a tourist because I don't remember.
I have yet to do that.
I don't remember what it is. I remember when I was younger and I'd come here as a kid not as a kid, but, you know, younger and, you know, it'd be so cool and, oh, it's Vegas, you know, and when I hear people saying, oh my God, we're in Vegas, you know, I'm just like, yeah, I don't get that thrill anymore. And, you know, sometimes you gotta, like, go out of yourself to have that experience again, you know, walking down the strip.
You know,
how long you been here?
Almost 2 years.
How long you been here?
I've been here almost 9 years.
See, I've been here all my life, so I've seen it from.
Oh, see, you don't get that experience.
Never had that experience. Yeah, I mean, the first day here, driving down the boulevard, the first night here, and I'm blown away because I'm, you know, I took a risk to move here.
Big, everything's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, huge, I'm from the mid-fucking West. Everything closes up at 10:01.
Exactly. I'm originally from Michigan, you know, and it's. You gotta, you know, go outside of yourself to really appreciate, you know, what the experience is here. Yeah, it's because we live here. We know the ins and outs and the backgrounds and, you know, that it's all money and, you know, they, hell, all these tourists pay our freaking state taxes.
Yep.
You know?
Thank you.
And we gotta appreciate that. And,
I thank everybody, the beauty, our
surroundings, the desert and the mountains.
Many people don't go to Red Rock. They don't go to Bonnie Springs. They don't go to Lake Mead. They, you know, if they do, they're there for the dam. No, drive the whole route. It is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a very beautiful part of the country. The desert is a beautiful part of the country, in my opinion. You know?
But everybody just sees those commercials.
Yeah. And that's just it.
Go gamble.
Go gamble. Go do something completely reckless. We'll hide it for you.
Yeah.
You want to go racing?
Fuck. Try to drive me off a cliff, won't you?
I don't have my new car yet.
Well, it's a great way to get rid of an old car.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Fuck it.
If you drive it.
Sell it or jump it off a cliff. Jump it off a cliff. That's so much better.
Only if I could put a General Lee horn in it. Pam. Dead. I'll wear a seatbelt. I'll be fine. Yeah, so, I mean, I know we're sounding like we're bad-mouthing, but, I mean, I love Vegas. Like, the best thing I lived on the east side of town was I woke up every morning, and when I left for work, I had mountains that I could just stare at. It wasn't even a big mountain. Frenchman Mountain is not a big mountain, but it's mine. It was mine. I like living in Green Valley just because of the convenience and just the area is really nice. And it's just that just perfectly separated from the strip. Most places in Vegas are. I think Vegas pretty much everybody's ideal of Vegas is about 4 miles long and about, I'd say, at least a mile wide. Everybody's ideal Vegas is that. Vegas is going out to the track. My Vegas is going out to Lake Mead. My Vegas is going, to these places where you can, that you don't have in other parts of the country. And then, I don't know. I'm going on. I'm waxing a bit here, so.
Waxing is good.
You know, I love my until you rip it off. I will never, you know, I can't say never. I shouldn't never ever say never, but I will be very sad the day I leave Vegas because I have adopted this town through and through.
See, and especially when you live for all your life, it's really hard to leave because I went and visit cities and when shit closed at 10 o'clock, I can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to always in the back of my head, I was like, Walmart 3 in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
I can go Jack in the Box 5 in the morning.
Well, you know what? You mentioned that. I mean, yeah. I mean, in Iowa, oh, hey, it's 3:01 in the morning. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's go troll Walmart. The fuck is that? Man. I can come out here and go troll the strip and see far more interesting things happen.
Watch a rabbit's race.
Walmart's still fun at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Tech Pepsi joined up.
And then go to, you know, the IHOP at 5.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah.
IHOP.
No, that's Southern.
I didn't hear any of that.
No, I heard you.
But that was the first thing when I moved here I got teased about is my accent.
Well, I remember one thing that I found out when I went back to visit my friends, I always have said soda. I used to drink soda. I never drank pop.
No, I was always pop.
Yeah, see, I never said pop, even
you
when
you never
I
was, said pop.
I don't know I why. I grabbed on a soda.
I always got picked on pop. And then whenever I talk to somebody from back from home in Michigan,
you say soda.
They say pop. No, and I'll say soda, and they'll be like, soda. Like soda pop. Pop.
So, all right. I hate to do this, folks, but, you know, it's good conversations always have to come to an end.
We still have 8 minutes, don't we?
Podcasts will start clicking out, things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Damn, that sounds like goddamn good, boy.
We got a
lot. I never saying that again. She owns it now.
Thank you. She's purring for the wagon. I love it. All right, we got a lot of people to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing us the studio space, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Arrow 97.1 and July 1st, and of course, WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and Foul Mouth Internet Radio shows. So big thank you there. We want to thank everybody who did hang out with us in the chat room. A couple of you showed up, and we appreciate that. Want to remind everybody, tune in next week. We're going to have hot chicks in the studio talking about God. Ladies and gentlemen, for
poor thing.
Duality of man right there. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy. Yeah.
And I'm Dirty Diana.
Don't forget, we like friends, myspace.com/spankwagon. And check us out. If we're not live, we're in the archive. Go to podcasts.lvrocks.com. Everybody, good night.
Retards out.
Shut up.